Welcome to Lanyap, a program about issues, events, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Sarah McBroom, the founder of Suitcases for New Places. Welcome, Sarah.
Thank you.
Glad you're with us today. And let me ask, I don't know anything about Suitcases for New Places. Tell me a little bit about what you do.
Okay, our mission is really simple. We aim to provide bags or suitcases filled with everyday essentials for kids as they enter into foster care. So every bag has pajamas, a blanket, a stuffed animal, toiletries, and age-appropriate activities and books.
So I guess a lot of times when kids end up in a foster care situation, first, it's usually a bad deal. I guess it's pretty much always a bad deal. And secondly, sometimes they may get pulled out pretty quickly and
yes,
and not have an opportunity to go back in a home and get things that that they need to carry on with their lives.
For sure. I would say the majority of kids are honestly taken just wearing the clothes on their back. They, like you said, they don't have time to pack things, and they also may not have anything to pack to bring with them.
So you work to provide bags for children. Now, are you guys a new organization, or how long have you been around?
We're definitely new. I just really had this idea in February. Because of my job, I see a lot of kids that are coming into foster care, and I see that they don't really have things when they're brought into foster care. And so I went home, and I was like, I really want to do more. And I told my husband, and we kind of came up with this idea. And it started as just a one-time donation drive. But over the weekend, that first weekend, it got so many likes on Facebook that we decided to go ahead and file for nonprofit status.
And so you are a 501c3
yes.
Nonprofit, and you're based where?
I'm based here in Monroe.
Okay, based in Monroe. Suitcases for New Places is the name. This is Sarah McBroom. And Sarah, so when did you guys get your start?
Well, we started in February. Like I said, the idea started. I didn't give out bags until March. And we've just really been going strong since March.
Okay, so since March, how many young folks have you helped out with a bag to get them into their new place?
I have given out around 200 bags since March, and that is in Washtenaw Parish and in Lincoln Parish.
Do you have any idea, I don't know if you know this number or not, but how many kids are getting put into foster care? How many bags could you provide if they said, hey, we need 1,500 or 2,000 or whatever? How many kids need help?
Well, I know that in 2016, there were 4,800 kids in foster care just in Louisiana alone. So, I mean, there's really no end to how many bags I could provide if I had the means to provide them.
So right now, helping out Washita Parish and Lincoln Parish, what do you need as an organization right now? What kind of help?
I'm still just in the process where I need donations. Donations are key. Once I get things in, I can start making bags and then reach out to our social service agencies and bring them loads of bags.
Now, are we talking about, I know money is good because you can just go buy whatever you need, but are there businesses and folks that help that say, hey, I've got, you know, all these bags or I've got all these pajamas. What do you take those kind of donations as well?
I do. I typically try to get everything that's in the bag. I want that to be new just so that it's special for these kids. But I do take gently used bags. We have had a ton of help from area churches. They've been great hosting drives at their church and bringing me things, as well as my own church, Foundry. They've really stepped up and have done drives at our church as well. And then we've had schools in the area where the kids have done drives. And so it's been great.
So what ages are you helping with these bags? How small do these folks start?
I serve infant through 17 years old because, you know, kids are taken into care all the way up to 18. And when they're 18, they've aged out and they're no longer in foster care. But I serve all of those children, so infant through 17.
You know, it's got to be tough. You're 16, 17, 18 years old, and you age out.
Yes.
And then there's no mom or dad there to kind of fall back and, you know, hey, I'm a little short. Kick me a few bucks this month.
Mm-hmm. That's a definitely a scary situation. I know we have a lot of kids that age out. But I know our area DCFS office is working on a program to help these kids once they age out. And so that'll be great.
So Sarah McBroom, founder of Suitcases for New Places. Sarah, there are two parishes you're serving right now, Ouachita and Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to expand?
Yes, my initial idea was to serve our entire region, but I've only had enough supplies to serve Ouachita and Lincoln right now.
If someone is listening out there this morning and says, you know, I can help Sarah or I can help suitcases for new places, how do they get in contact with you?
You can reach out to me on Facebook. We have a Facebook page called Suitcases for New Places, and just go on there. You can message me or post something, as well as email me at suitcasesfornewplaces@yahoo.com.
So tell me a good story. What's something good that's happened that you've been able to help a child in our area out?
Well, I've had different social workers who have given the bags. That's who actually gives the bags. But they've told me how the kids have just been so excited when they open up these bags and see all those goodies that they have that are actually theirs. Myself, I've been able to give out a few bags to kids that I've worked with, and just seeing their reactions, it's been just amazing.
Suitcases for New Places, and Sarah McBroom is here. Sarah, what kind of items are in these bags? What do you need to fill them up?
Every bag has pajamas, a blanket, a stuffed animal, toiletries, age-appropriate books, and activities.
All right. It's Sarah McBroom, Suitcases for New Places. She's the founder. They provide bags for kids entering foster care. And right now, Ouachita and Lincoln parishes, but want to expand. Sarah, once again, if somebody says, I can help, how do they find you and how do they help?
Check us out on Facebook at Suitcases for New Places and give me... just message me and I'll get back to you.
All right. Sarah McBroom, if you want to find out more about Suitcases for New Places, you can visit our website at kedm.org.